CANADA, a new poll suggests more than a third of Canadians say they have no choice but to seek health information online because they don't have access to a doctor, further highlighting challenges posed by an ongoing physician shortage. The online survey by the Canadian Medical Association and Abacus Data conducted last November found that 37% of respondents used medical advice they found online because they couldn't access a doctor or a medical professional for help. 23% of those surveyed said following health advice they found online resulted in a bad reaction or had a negative impact on their health. The survey of 3,727 adult Canadians can't be assigned a margin of error because online surveys are not considered truly random samples. The CMA says the number of Canadians turning to online sources for medical help emphasizes the lack of accessible healthcare across the country, as an estimated 6.5 million people, 1 in 5 Canadians, do not have a family doctor or nurse practitioner they see regularly. CMA President Dr. Joss Reimer called the survey results extremely concerning. There is no other generation that's been exposed to so much misinformation, but also had to face the hardship of a healthcare system that is overtaxed and not meeting their needs, Reimer said in a phone interview. Employment and Social Development Canada says the country currently has fewer doctors per capita than most countries that are part of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. It says that from 2022 to 2031, the number of job openings for general practitioners and family physicians are expected to total 48,900, while the number of job seekers in this group is expected to total 29,400, creating a shortage of almost 20,000 doctors. The CMA says the shortage can be attributed to several factors. Many family doctors are retiring, and fewer new doctors are choosing family medicine. The association also says more family doctors are focusing on niche services rather than general care. Reimer also pointed to doctor burnout as a major challenge facing the healthcare system. "I don't think I've ever seen it quite as bad as it is right now when it comes to both access to care, but also burnout that we're seeing amongst our physician colleagues," said Reimer. "I know we can get things going in a better way for Canadians and for the people who work in the health system, but it's hard not to feel discouraged." The CMA survey also found that 42% of respondents have tried medical advice they found online, and 31% had taken online medical advice instead of advice received from a doctor or other medical professional. Reimer added that the survey's findings are especially concerning given how easily health misinformation can spread online. "I know that our physicians feel passionate about being able to provide information to their patients, so I do want people to feel comfortable asking questions to their doctor," said Reimer. "That is absolutely what we're here for and what we want to be there for. But for Canadians who don't have access to a doctor or can't see one in a timely way," Reimer said, "if they are seeking information online, they should look to trusted sources such as the Public Health Agency of Canada or other organizations led by health professionals." Reimer said the issue could be addressed with a more integrated healthcare system that's accessible to everyone. "This could mean pharmacists, nurses, doctors, and social workers working together to share information with patients and make accessing healthcare easier," she said. "When people don't have access to those trusted relationships with healthcare providers, they're going to go online to get that information," she said. This report by the Canadian Press was first published January 21, 2025. Rihanna Lim, The Canadian Press.